We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following is a Learfield presentation of the Virginia Tech Sports Network. Live from the Claims at First and Main in Blacksburg, this is Tech Talk Live. Tonight's show is presented by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company. CMG Leasing, the exclusive student housing partner of Virginia Tech Athletics. English Meadows, the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. First Bank and Trust, the bank that puts you first. G&H Appliance. Trust the appliance and grilling experts at G&H Appliance. Nobody does it better. Main Street Pharmacy, we treat you like a neighbor, not a number. Papa John's, order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. PK's Bar and Grill, a downtown Blacksburg favorite since 1992. Hot wings, cool times, great pizza. Real Life Dental, located in downtown Blacksburg and Christiansburg behind the NRV Mall. Find your smile. And by Smithfield. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield. Now, here's your host, John Laser.
Hello, once again, Hokies. Welcome to Tech Talk Live. There we go. Jim Groves in the house, and he's excited along with a host of Happy Hokies. It has been a big week, of course, through Hokie Nation. John Laser, Tech Hall of Famer Mike Burnup, and we will welcome two head coaches from our athletic department here with us tonight. That will start with head wrestling coach Tony Roby. His guys had a massive weekend on the road, and we're going to recap that right at the top of the show. And, of course, we're all excited about the introduction of Coach Pry and the invitation to the Pinstripe Bowl and all of those things. We'll touch on that on the back half of the show, along with talking some hoops with head coach Mike Young. Hokies back in action on Wednesday. But we welcome in Tony Roby, and Coach, we do so by saying thanks as always for coming over and making time for us, and also with congratulations on the weekend. You pick up two top 20 wins and a top 5 win over number 3 Missouri. Take me through the weekend. It ended in more than dramatic fashion, and your guys really gutted out an extremely competitive duel.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, right? I mean, you know, we try to schedule matches that we feel like are going to test us and are also going to be entertaining, right? And it's not just about going out there and getting layups all the time. So when we put our schedule together, obviously getting Ohio State at home was a great opportunity for us. Unfortunately, we fell short. So I was really interested to see how the team would respond, you know, especially going on the road and going to Missouri. And it was a pretty tough atmosphere to wrestle in. We had to leave Thursday. We didn't get back until like Sunday night, 11 o'clock at night, just because, you know, it's not easy to get from Roanoke to Columbia, Missouri. You fly in there and it's like the airport's like a double wide trailer you walk into. And so it was interesting, to say the least. For anybody that's flown into Columbia, Missouri, you know what I'm talking about. But it was a fantastic weekend from a wrestling standpoint. I was really pleased with how our guys responded. You know, against Northern Iowa, who's really got a really good team, they're ranked 17th in the country, and they're always scrappy, tough, well-coached team. You know, going into that match, I knew we were going to have to fight hard. And that was the biggest thing throughout the course of the weekend, is I felt like our guys fought hard the entire time. You know, there was no quit. There was no give up. In our sport, and in a lot of sports, especially the sport of wrestling, that matters, and it correlates to a lot of W's when you have that kind of mentality. And for me, that was the biggest thing, and that was the thing that I was most excited about and most pleased with the way our guys performed, is just the effort and the pride and the competitive nature that they competed with.
Yeah, you put it on them, 39-3. But then talk about Missouri. That thing went down to the last bout of the night, 18-16. That was must have been dramatic. And the celebration we saw in the video was incredible.
Yeah, it was wild. You know, we out of the gates, it didn't go our way out of the gates. We gave up a pin at 125 in a match that we were, you know, planning on winning. I think that, you know, that's a 9-point swing if you know the points in wrestling. So after that match, you know, if you're looking at this dual meet and you're just watching and you understand what the lineups look like, you know, a lot of people probably didn't give us a much of a shot to win the dual meet at that particular point. But, you know, that's one of the things that we talk about a lot, is just maintaining our composure and doing your job and wrestling one match at a time, just pecking away at it. And we were able to do that. And we won a lot of close matches. It was a little bit different than Ohio State, where we lost a lot of close matches. So we were able to win a lot of close matches. Our guys showed a lot of perseverance, a lot of toughness. You know, when we won matches that were difficult, Makai Lewis wrestled a guy that he probably, you know, which the match wasn't as close as the score, but some things didn't go his way. And he really had to dig deep and find a way to win. And to me, those kind of wins are as impressive as, you know, anything else. When things don't go your way, when you have adversity, when, you know, when there's a bad call or something happens that doesn't, you know, you necessarily plan on, and finding the ability to dig deep, the desire to win those matches, to win those tough situations that go to overtime. So to me, that was what I was most proud of our team. But there was all kinds of guys that stepped up. You know, Connor Brady defeated the number 10 ranked guy in the country. Did a great job, got a big win for us. Bryce Andonian beat a guy that he'd never beaten, was 0-5 against throughout his career through high school, and then in freestyle a few times, and almost pinned him. Hunter Boland wrestled the number 10 ranked guy in the country. The guy came out strong and threw him down and you know, took him down and rode him for about a minute and a half, and he just persevered and ended up winning a 6-2 match. So, you know, and then it got capped off at heavyweight. And, you know, Nathan Traxler, who's a transfer from Stanford, did a fantastic job and was able to get a takedown in overtime to win the match. And that's about as dramatic as it can possibly get in our sport. So it was a lot of fun. And you know, I think those are the moments that our guys will remember throughout the course of their career. And that's kind of what we talked about before the match. You know, it's not the end-all, be-all, but it sure as hell is fun to win those matches and to remember those moments.
As it happened, I was just picturing that broadcast last year, I think it was, with Rock going nuts with the two on that takedown for Traxler and the win. It comes over Mizzou, 18-16. They were number 3 in the country. Tony Roby is our guest, by the way, if you're just joining us, from Virginia Tech Wrestling, and we are fortunate to have him for the entire first half. We are just getting rolling. We'll continue to recap a big weekend, but also advance and preview the road ahead for this team as they continue to work towards ACC play as well. Much more to come, including head coach Mike Young, second half of the show tonight as well. Action-packed, as it often is in crossover season here in Blacksburg.
First in Maine, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics, has all of your game day needs. Start the morning off with a nice coffee from Starbucks or stop for a lunch or dinner at any of First in Maine's restaurants such as El Rodeo, Zoe's Kitchen, Jersey Mike's, Avellino's, McLean's, or Saki House. Check out B&B Theaters to watch the latest movies or enjoy a game of bowling and arcade. First in Maine has got your game days covered. Follow us at First in Maine Blacksburg to find out more. First in Maine, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
If you're a Hokies fan, you've got an appetite for winning. And if you're a Smithfield fan, you've got an appetite for our flavorful hickory smoked bacon and our deliciously versatile anytime favorites ham. As a proud sponsor of Virginia Tech basketball, we invite you to start every game day with a hearty Smithfield breakfast. It's the protein-packed way to get your morning started and prepare yourself for another victory. Fire up, Hokie Nation. Smithfield, for the love of meat.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield.
Your business deserves a bank that values relationships and prioritizes customer service. At First Bank and Trust Company, we have been delivering on these very commitments for over four decades. Our bankers are accessible, consultative, and provide a degree of understanding for your industry. Developed through years of commercial lending experience, First Bank and Trust has the expertise and capital to fund small and large projects up to $32 million. Visit us at firstbank.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Mike Burnup for The Edge, trendy and modern student living next to Tech's campus. The Edge, 2, 3, and 4 bedroom apartments and townhomes come with all utilities included and individual leases. Plus, each resident has a private suite complete with bath and walk-in closet and incredible amenities including lightning quick Wi-Fi and a resort style heated pool to name a few. And best of all, The Edge is just steps from campus. Visit vtcampusedge.com. Live at The Edge, right across from the Virginia Tech campus.
This is Tech Talk Live, your place for all things Hokies. Once again, here's John Laser.
All things Hokies, including tonight, Virginia Tech Wrestling, as we welcome in again our good friend and head wrestling coach, Tony Roby. Big weekend for his team and a lot coming ahead. We will preview that, including a very special event at Moss Arts Center coming on January 15th. But, Coach, you mentioned you wound up only dropping that one match at 125, that Sam Latona. Of course, he was an All-American and just had tremendous confidence. And I've said this often, candidly, he's my favorite to watch, and I really enjoy him. Struggling a little bit right now, though.
Yeah, he's, you know, things haven't went as planned for him in the early part of the season. So, you know, as a staff, we're working hard to get it figured out, you know, and just get him back on track. And like I told him, you know, wrestling is a little bit like life. They, you know, tough times don't last, but tough people do. And Sam's a tough dude. So I'm certain that he'll get this thing figured out and we'll get the train back on the tracks and get him to where he needs to be. But, yeah, we're all rallying behind him. His teammates are behind him. So, you know, we'll get him to where he needs to be.
Coach, talk about Corbin Myers. I mean, he was 2-0-0 in Columbia up there as well. I guess a seventh-year senior. Of course, had the medical redshirt last year. But just talk about him, an All-American, got 98 wins.
Yeah, he was another guy this weekend. When we talk about adversity, he woke up on Saturday morning and was thrown up and was sick. He was thrown up before the match against Northern Iowa. You know, in wrestling, we don't travel with a whole squad. So you get out there for weigh-ins and somebody gets sick, you're either wrestling or we're forfeiting the weight. And he did a great job, you know, of kind of just rallying and doing what he had to do to get the W when it wasn't ideal. So Corbin is one of the guys that has come a long, long ways in his time at Virginia Tech. He transferred here from Edinburgh University after, I think, his third year. So he's in his fourth year at Tech, but he's made tremendous strides in that time. He's a tremendous athlete, you know, and just really has jumped levels with his wrestling since he's been here. So he's somebody that we think can compete for a national title and is certainly good enough to win a national title for us. So, you know, he's been a great addition. We were fired up that he came back for a seventh year. He had some injury issues a couple years back where he had neck surgery. He was actually going to hang it up after after that. And then we, you know, we were able to talk him into coming back last year, and then that year didn't count. So we were able to talk him into coming back again. So we're thrilled to have him.
Well, you mentioned that he was wrestling sick this past weekend, and that sparked. I remember Makai did that last year and was successful at a certain point as well during the season. And he's been successful this year, too, making that transition up to 174. How difficult is that, and how well has he handled it?
I think it's been the best thing for him. I mean, Makai's just the kind of athlete that, you know, we just have to get him out there and have him feel good. And you know, in our sport, going from 174 to 165, that's a big deal. I mean, these guys don't carry, you know, they're walking around not carrying a lot of body fat. They don't have a lot on them to lose. So when you have to cut down a weight class, it definitely affects the way that you feel. So, you know, one of the hardest things in recruiting is being able to know what weight class a kid is going to be. I mean, these kids are committing to us when they're 17 years old, and we're trying to figure out what weight class they're going to be when they're 22 years old, 23 years old. It's really difficult to do. So for us, you know, we thought that Makai might end up being a 74 eventually, and he came to us after the season, and we talked about it, and we just felt like, for him, it was going to, you know, allow him to focus on wrestling and improvement. And I think we've seen that so far. His wrestling has, you know, it's improved tremendously in the last year. And he's advanced his game. And he did a great job this weekend.
Coach, you mentioned you don't always travel with a full bunch. And I think Sunday you sent 15 guys up to George Mason for the Patriot Open. Just talk about how that all works and get them experience and whatnot.
Yeah, so in our sport, we have these, they're open tournaments. We have, we host one called the Southeast Open. We did it at Roanoke College this year, which allows opportunities for our guys to compete who are redshirting, and then also guys that are backups. You know, there's 10 weight classes in wrestling. So when we wrestle a dual meet, when we wrestle a competition, we're rolling our top 10 guys out there, and typically that's it. So, you know, we try to get our unattached guys, they call it, guys that are redshirting, and then our backup wrestlers to 4 or 5 open tournaments a year so they can get 20 to 30 matches throughout the course of the season. I think we have one guy who's a true freshman who's already wrestled 18 matches this year in 3 open tournaments. So that experience is really valuable for them moving forward in their development when they have the opportunity to step into the lineup, which it's unique to the sport of wrestling a little bit, and something we try to take advantage of.
Coach Tony Roby is kind enough to be with us here tonight, coming off a big weekend in a variety of ways for his program. And we'll spend another 15 minutes with Coach Roby here, Coach Mike Young on the back half. And, Coach, we've talked a lot about depth. I actually never factored that in terms of having to project weights. That never crossed my mind in terms of balancing the roster. But you've done an exceptional job of that. How pleased have you been with the recruiting cycle and the depth you continue to build in this program?
I'm really excited about the class that we signed this November. We have we signed 3 kids. It's a small class. We didn't have a ton of scholarship money to give. And that's one thing people don't understand, too, is, you know, wrestling has 9.9 scholarships. So, you know, if we have one senior graduating, we might have, you know, 80% of a scholarship. And we can, it's not a, you know, we can give as much as we want. We can give them $100 or we can pay for everything. So, so depending on how much scholarship money we have opening a year is going to really dictate how big the class is. But we have 2 number one ranked guys in their weight class coming in. We have the number one ranked 152 pounder, a kid named Caleb Henson from Georgia, that we're thrilled about. He actually wrestled in the Southeast Open, a college tournament, and won it. Beat, you know, a couple of ranked guys that are college wrestlers in the senior in high school. Another kid named TJ Stewart, who's the number one ranked 182 pounder in the country, who's a phenomenal athlete. And then a kid named Tom Crook from Florida, who's, I think, the number 5 overall ranked guy at his weight class. So great class coming in. You know, we're looking to continue to build this thing and always bringing in elite level guys that we think can win national titles. And you know, that's how you build a great program.
Coach, when you go to a place like Columbia, and I don't know if people understand, how difficult is it to wrestle at 4:30 in the afternoon and come back and do it again at 7?
Yeah, it definitely requires a lot of focus. And for us, it was great simulation, though, because the NCAA tournament is a little bit like that, where you have these long breaks in between matches. So I think from a focus standpoint and a routine standpoint, it's hard. You really have to, in between matches, be able to reset yourself and then, you know, relax, recover, and get nutrition in you. That's a critical part of our sport in between matches. and then get yourself fired back up and your body warmed back up to go out and compete again. So it's not the easiest thing in the world to do. And the more that we can simulate it through live competition, the better off I think we're going to be at the end of the year when we have to do it at the NCAA tournament, because the NCAA tournament is a lot of wrestle and then wait, wrestle and then wait, and there's long breaks. So, you know, and sometimes that dead time can be counterproductive.
Speaking of weight, different kind of weight, and we've mentioned it in terms of some of the weight classes, there's been some significant changes in wrestling, particularly at the collegiate level, in terms of cutting weight or lack thereof, hasn't there?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, since I was in college, I you know, we're going back a long ways here, John. But
not as far back as me and Mike.
You know, I don't know, maybe. I graduated in 1997, and we weighed in one time at the NCAA tournament. So the NCAA tournament is Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We weighed in one Wednesday, and then we didn't have to weigh in the rest of the event. I wrestled 158 pounds. I mean, it was, yeah, there's no possible way in the world I could ever weigh that again. You know, so now the guys weigh in 1 hour before they wrestle. And at the NCAA tournament, you have to weigh in three times. So it's, you know, cutting weight really isn't even a thing in our sport anymore. So guys have to hold their weight close. Nutrition, health, lifestyle, all those things are critically important. And you have to be really close to the weight that you're walking. You know, you have to walk around at the weight that you're wrestling at or pretty close to it.
Talking all things wrestling with the head Hokie for Virginia Tech Wrestling, Tony Roby. We've got Coach for one more segment. We'll talk about the outstanding fan support that the program has continued to build in that very special event, which they do annually at the Moss Arts Center, and also the immediate road ahead for this program. All of that presented by Smithfield on the way to your next tailgate. Be sure to grab some of your Smithfield favorites. Smithfield, the only taste better than a Hokie win. We continue grappling after this two-minute timeout across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield.
G&H Appliance, the appliance experts, have been a winning team since 1969. That's over 50 years of great service throughout the area. We offer the best prices on top products from Maytag, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, and more. We also offer expertise to help you find the best appliance for your budget. Come see our showroom on Roanoke Street in Christiansburg. Visit us online at gnhappliance.com or call us at 540-382-7500. Check out our Facebook for the latest news and offerings. G&H Appliance. Nobody does it better.
Are you someone that enjoys a fun environment and making some extra cash? If so, Papa John's wants you on their crew. As a Papa John's team member, you can earn up to $20 an hour with tips, regular bonuses, and more. Make your playlist and get ready to vibe out from the comfort and safety of your car. Go to jobs.papajohns.com to find out how you can join the Papa John's family. Papa John's is an equal opportunity employer. Franchise location offers may differ.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield.
For 13 years, English Meadows has been serving seniors in Virginia. We're excited to announce our new campus in Northern Virginia. With a movie theater, sports bar, round-the-clock care, and renowned chefs, residents will experience the comforts of home with the amenities of an all-inclusive resort. Located in the heart of Manassas, our new campus will be the first choice for your loved ones. Coming spring 2022, visit weloveourresidents.com for more info. English Meadows, the preferred senior living for VT Athletics. Go Hokies!
First in Maine, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. One stop, everything you love, everything you need. From an array of restaurants such as Starbucks, Avellino's, Saki House, Zoe's Kitchen, El Rodeo, Jersey Mike's, and McLean's. Take care of your shopping needs at First in Maine with stores such as Alumni Hall, Loft, Runabout Sports, Ashley Home Store, and many more. Embrace the full Blacksburg experience at First in Maine, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. Follow us at First in Maine Blacksburg to find out more.
To shoot. Aluma has it at the top. Twists it back right. Couture picked up his dribble. Here's Murphy. Top of the key. Splits a double left to lean for three. Online and down as the Dream poses behind it. Tech in front on a 10-0 stroll.
Have a question? Tweet it to @LaysVT. Now back to McLean's at First and Main and your host, John Laser.
Previewing the back half of Tech Talk Live, we will talk action on the hardwood with head coach Mike Young, but we continue talking with our good friend, head coach Tony Roby of Virginia Tech Wrestling, coming off a big weekend. And, Coach, you've gotten off to a strong start this season, not only on the mat but also in the stands. It seems like the enthusiasm support for this program just continues to grow. I know it wasn't the outcome you wanted against Ohio State, but it certainly was the environment you were looking for.
Yeah, it was a fantastic crowd. And I think over the – yeah, I've been here for 15 years, so I've seen firsthand our crowds grow from – I mean, literally 400 people or 500 people. We were excited if we got more than that. We're routinely putting 4,000 plus in the Castle. So our goal is to continue to build that and hopefully get to a point where we can sell it out and have every seat in the place filled. But yeah, it's been fantastic. I think we all know that Virginia Tech fans are incredibly loyal and. If you're winning, they're going to support you. And, fortunately for us, we've done a fair amount of winning over the course of the years. And I think people, the more they learn about wrestling and the more they're involved the dual meet format, it can be really exciting. And we've been fortunate that we've had some really exciting dual meets that have come down to the wire that have helped build our following. But we also try to wrestle an exciting style where our guys go out there and they attack and they try to score points. And I think the fans appreciate that too, but we certainly appreciate the support that we get from the Hokie Nation, from our fans, from the donors. We couldn't do what we do and our program wouldn't be where it's at without the support of everybody involved. And that includes the fans and the donors.
It's nothing like having a match at the Moss Center or at the baseball park. I mean, it's been incredible. The atmosphere and those things.
Yeah, those are really cool environments and unique. I mean, that, to me, the baseball field was probably my favorite,
awesome.
To be honest with you. And that's you're always rolling the dice for that, though. We never know what the weather's going to be like. And we got really lucky, and it was a 70-degree day. And that crowd was, it was packed, and it was a really cool environment. And it went off without a hitch. And a lot of that credit goes to our marketing people and J.C. Witten and her staff. They do a fantastic job promoting it and getting the word out. So, yeah, it was pretty cool. And the Moss Arts Center if you've never been to the Moss Arts Center for a wrestling match, I encourage you to get out and check it out. Even if you're not a huge wrestling fan, I can promise you, if you start going to wrestling matches, you're gonna enjoy it, and once you figure it out, it might take you a match or two to figure it out. You'll get hooked. So the Moss Arts Center is really cool. You got to be careful what you say up there on the stage, though, because it's really loud when it's loud, but it's really quiet when it's quiet. So.
Well, you're absolutely right about that, because Ethan Agigi and Evan Massengill and yourself told me, hey, come out a few years ago. And I did, and I love it. And now I get over there whenever I can, and I'll be there on January 15th. That's when the Moss Arts Center will take place against George Mason. But you've got a couple big events before you get to that point, including the Journeyman Collegiate Wrestling Duels, real deal down in Fort Walton.
Yeah, this event is, they had an event for a long time called the National Duels, and it basically determined the national dual meet champion. Right. When we go to the NCAA tournament, it's an individual tournament. There's a point system. It's different. So for this, they're trying to simulate the national dual meet championship. So the pool that's there is, pretty incredible. We've got Penn State, who's won, I think, 8 out of the last 9 NCAA championships. University of Iowa, who was defending NCAA champions. Arizona State, who's got a great squad. Cornell's got a great squad. Missouri's going to be there. So it's going to be an awesome event. Our guys are going to see some great competition. I think if you look at our schedule early on, we've got the toughest schedule in the country, with Ohio State, Missouri, and then this event. There's nobody in the country that's going to be more battle-tested going into the second half of the season than the Hokies.
And, Coach, it's nice to have Jennifer here with you tonight. See her out there.
Jennifer, give her a big round of applause. Yeah. Jen Roby right there.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Hey, let me ask you one other quick one. How do you do Christmas? How difficult is it to handle Christmas when you got the match down at Fort Walton, then you come back January 1st, and do you worry much about maybe they eat too much?
Well, I mean, a little bit you do for some guys, but you got to get a little break. So we'll give our guys – this year we're not going to have as much time as we'd like to, because we turn around and then we go wrestle with the Southern Scuffle, which is another great event right after Christmas. Or right after New Year's, I'm sorry. So we'll give our guys like 5 days that they can go home and be with their family and, work out at home. But, we have a long season. We go from the first weekend in November to the third weekend in March. And wrestling is a grind, and it's not easy. So I think, it's nice for those guys to get that short break where they can go home, spend time with their family, and just decompress a little bit mentally and emotionally and come back fired up for the home stretch of the season. So that's kind of how we handle it within our program.
Well, Coach, we continue to appreciate how you carry yourself and represent Virginia Tech and, of course, your wrestling program and the fact that you're always there for us when we call on you as well. Hopefully we can be there for you as well. Thanks so much for coming over tonight.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks a lot.
Head coach Tony Roby from Virginia Tech Wrestling. Massive weekend, but as you just heard from the coach, a lot lies ahead as well for that program. Same can be said of our next guest who's in the house with us now. Head coach Mike Young from Virginia Tech Men's Basketball joins us after this timeout. This is Tech Talk Live from Blacksburg and Learfield.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old, uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours. It's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in Blacksburg and Christiansburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
When you choose natural gas, chocolate chip cookies get a little tastier. Homes get a little cozier. Bank accounts tend to put on some weight. Towels get fluffier. Showers stay hotter for longer. And our blue planet gets a little greener. When it comes to choosing energy that's clean and efficient, nothing else could be more American. Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield.
When you support Main Street Pharmacy, you also support your Virginia Tech Hokies. Main Street Pharmacy is locally owned in Blacksburg by a proud Hokie alum. We have quick, superior service, we save people money, and we have free delivery to the Virginia Tech campus, Blacksburg, and Christiansburg. Our patients are our family, and we invite you to join us today. Transferring prescriptions is easy. Visit msblacksburg.com or call us at 540-605-7721, and we'll take care of everything. Main Street Pharmacy. We treat you like a neighbor, not a number.
Hey Hokies, want to know where to get the best barbecue in the NRV? It's a Blacksburg tradition, and it's top of the stairs and bottom of the stairs, right downtown on College Avenue. Tots and Bots are serving up delicious ribs, brisket, pulled pork, boneless wings, and more. Open 6 days a week, come see why Tots and Bots is everyone's favorite place to be. And don't forget, we cater. Let us take care of your next party, team meal, or corporate event. Top of the stairs and bottom of the stairs, a Blacksburg tradition.
Storm Murphy glides in off the dribble. Feed it left wing, Aluma. Blow by Wahab in the reversal. Big fella left in the wake. Never leave your big man. And the 3:36 mark will lead to a Turgeon timeout with Tech leading by 6, their largest lead of the night.
Your Hokie headquarters is Tech Talk Live. Once again, here's John Laser.
Hokies, of course, cashed that in a few minutes later for a true road win against Maryland in the Big Ten ACC Challenge, and now in the midst of a two-game homestand as we welcome in head men's basketball coach Mike Young. And, Coach, as always, thank you for coming over. You opened ACC play. I know you're not a tremendous fan of conference games in December. We'll get into the reasons for that in a little bit. But you knew Wake Forest was dramatically improved, and they definitely were, particularly their guard play. I know after the game you weren't thrilled with the connectivity or lack thereof defensively. As you went back after it, where was it deficient?
We were worse.
When you watched it?
We were worse. I don't know, John, Lord sakes above, trying to figure out young people. Such a huge win at Maryland, ACC Big Ten Challenge, and they know what's in front of them. And credit Wake Forest, they played a good ball game. They made it hard on us, and but we were slow to the ball. We were lethargic, and I thought, which I've never seen this in our 3 years together. I've never seen our defense affect our offense, and I thought our lack of getting shots contested and fighting on that end in the last 8 minutes was you know, was difficult. It was difficult to watch. But as I knew they would, we took yesterday off. I saw a couple of them. I was in the building about all day. I saw a couple of them. We had great conversations. We came back tonight, and, you know, they knew. I mean, they know. I asked them, and everything I wanted to hear, I heard. They are about the right stuff. They are as disappointed as I am. We had a great practice, and we look forward to competing again on Wednesday.
Coach, you talked about it in the pregame that what Coach Forbes did down there, he kind of replaced mediocre players with good players, and that made a huge difference. I mean, they started two grads, two seniors, and a junior. I mean, that team was good.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and we didn't play well, Mike, and it's a three-point game, four-point game with 10 to play. We weren't very sharp, and having said all that, you know, step on the gas there and get some things together, and we can get out of there with a win. But wasn't meant to be. But you know, I've told you, and I've told others that guy's a good basketball coach. He'll do a nice job down there, and he is well on his way.
Coach, we mentioned that this is a different non-conference schedule, and of course, the road ahead. You've got Cornell, who's a very good basketball team out of the Ivy League, and then a very difficult place to play at Dayton. But it would affect the way that you approached what's always a work in progress, the rotations. You kind of had to get there a little bit quicker this year. Where's that process at? Are there guys that you feel like have earned more minutes, or are you kind of happy with where it's at?
Darius Maddox is doing well. He had another really good practice tonight. I think he's playing 17, 18 minutes a game. That's probably going to go up a little bit in an attempt to get Hunter and Naheem off the floor a little bit more, maybe a couple of minutes, you know, over a 40-minute game. David Gasan is playing well. He's got to play better. He's not finishing anything around the basket. He's very responsible defensively. He's rebounding the ball. He had some good plays for us in the Maryland game. Padula is closer than he has been. Probably should have played him a little bit more, and John is right there as well. You know, so I'm still working with it, John. I mean, it's still, you know, early December, and gotta want to get it right. Want to get it right for a number of reasons. So that's the best I can give you for right now.
Have an action-packed Tech Talk Live tonight. We've already had a half hour of wrestling talk with our good buddy Tony Roby, and another of our good friends is with us now. Head coach Mike Young will take our first time out of the basketball portion, but we've got much more to come, including previewing that matchup with the Big Red back inside Castle Coliseum on Wednesday, and then a trip to Dayton, one of the more fun environments in college basketball. Tech Talk Live presented by Eagle Construction, building new homes throughout Virginia from right here in Blacksburg to Richmond and Smithfield. Explore online at eagleofva.com. And find your next home. Much more with the head Hokie, Coach Young, after these across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield.
If you're a Hokies fan, you've got an appetite for winning. And if you're a Smithfield fan, you've got an appetite for our flavorful hickory smoked bacon and our deliciously versatile anytime favorites ham. As a proud sponsor of Virginia Tech basketball, we invite you to start every game day with a hearty Smithfield breakfast. It's the protein-packed way to get your morning started and prepare yourself for another victory. Fire up, Hokie Nation. Smithfield, for the love of meat.
When Hokies need health care, they turn to Carilion Clinic. Our sports medicine team helps student athletes perform at their peak. But you don't need a Hokie uniform to get primary, urgent, and specialty care from Carilion throughout the region. And as partners in the Virginia Tech Carilion School of Medicine, we're a part of the family. We're stepping up our healthcare for Hokies. So whether you're in the game or watching it, we've got you covered with the care you need when you need it. Carilion Clinic and Virginia Tech, a winning team.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous.
As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Aluma, handoff Couture, pin down screen, three in the air, and down for Hunter Couture.
Mike Young looks at that bench, smiles. Yep, that was a good play.
You're hearing it straight from the source, head coach Mike Young. For more with the head Hokie, here's John Laser.
We've got the head coach Mike Young, and indeed, remember that moment very vividly. Against Maryland. Big win on the road for the Hokies. They'll be back on the road this coming weekend at Dayton, another very cool environment that maybe a lot of people don't know about because in the A-10 are the Dayton Flyers, but we will look forward to that. We'll get into Cornell here in just a little bit, but Coach, that was not a Keve Aluma three, but you got a number of those this past outing against Wake Forest. I thought that was really a bright spot in that outing where he had struggled mightily to the season from outside, but he shot the ball with confidence, and they started going down. As you told us, it would just be a matter of time.
I'd only made two going into Saturday's game, and I thought he was a little hesitant for whatever reason. He is a terrific shooter. There's been a pause in his shot, like he's unsure if that's a good shot or bad shot. But I thought Saturday he was very fluid, and you know, he had his feet under him. When he found himself open, he put the ball in a hole, as we encourage him to do. He made four, I believe. He even got the one down the second half that hit the back of the iron and rolled in a basket. So that is an encouraging sign. That that gives you a lot of heartburn when you can put five guys on the floor that can make a shot, as we can. And we're still mixing and matching and some better ways to space the floor with some of that stuff as well. We'll get to that. We'll get to that real soon.
Coach, you talked about in the pregame too about they're going to thrive on your mistakes, and then you talked about the minor details on our part really helped them out a lot. And I know there were a couple missed free throws. They got the offensive rebound. What is the one thing that drives you the most crazy when it happens? Is it a live ball turnover? Is it like a missed a block out like that? What is the one thing that gets under you
bad the most? Bad shot, transition basket. That's typically a made three or a dunk. Miscommunication on the foul line. We had two of those. The second shot usually finds the bottom of the hole. It's typically close to the basket, or it's a spray out to the perimeter for a guy that the ball finds in a loose ball like that or an offensive rebound. The ball typically finds the other team's best shooter. You know, just a collection of, like, what in the world are we doing here? And we looked at all of them today, and it was not a not a pretty sight. But again, got it cleared up, and we had a great practice, and look forward to playing again on Wednesday.
Coach, you mentioned this in the post game, and I want to preface this by saying you were not complaining about it. You were just saying if you had your preference, you'd rather not play conference games in December. How come that's the case for this program in particular?
Well, I don't think it's our program in particular. I think any of us would say the same thing. It's not an excuse. We played Clemson out of the gate in our first ACC game, my first game here in 1920, and we won, if you recall. We had a bad game at home against Penn State in the ACC Big Ten Challenge a year ago on Saturday. We had a week off. We had Clemson coming to town in the ACC opener at home and played a very good ball game. We were up 19. They pulled it back, but we won 65-60. John, you're just trying to get everything. You're trying to get everything together. The lineups you're talking about. You know, there's so much timing involved in the offense, and I don't like it. Now, having said that, I'm not making excuses. I'm not. If we're going to play 20 league games, and that decision was made way above my head and before I got here, there's no way to cram 20 league games after Christmas. You have to play at least one. We play two this year. How about that for good luck to go to Duke on December 22nd, then North Carolina December 29th. Lucky me. Be a great Christmas for Margaret and I. But you have nothing to do with the league schedule. I'm not bemoaning that fact, but it does make it difficult. And if I had my druthers, I would rather play. I'd rather start league play at the new year.
So, Coach, the football team will be at the Pinstripe Bowl in Yankee Stadium. You've ever been there? We'll change the subject since it's talking about Christmas. And what were your thoughts on Brent Pry?
You both know that I love baseball, and I have not been to the new Yankee Stadium, and I can't believe I haven't been. When Dad was here, we would go. We'd take a baseball trip. Margaret's dad, myself, brother-in-laws, my brother, and we've been to a bunch of them. National Stadium, Fenway Park. Never been to the new one. I'll correct that. I am beyond excited about Coach Pry, Amy, their family, and bringing them here. Great energy. His track record tells you that he's a heck of a football coach and will be a great leader for our program. I look forward to spending time with him.
Yeah, that excitement certainly shared throughout Hokie Nation and at this desk as well. And it is the Hokies against Maryland on the gridiron this time, but in a baseball stadium. We will iron all of that out in the final segment of Tech Talk Live tonight. But on the other side, we'll preview this road ahead. Challenging stretch continues for men's basketball. Cornell in Blacksburg on Wednesday, then Hokies in Dayton, Ohio on Sunday. We'll look at both of those opponents with head coach Mike Young. After these, this is Tech Talk Live in front of a great group of Hokies, as always, in Blacksburg.
Hi, this is Mike Burnup for The Edge, trendy and modern student living next to Tech's campus. The Edge, 2, 3, and 4 bedroom apartments and townhomes come with all utilities included and individual leases. Plus, each resident has a private suite complete with bath and walk-in closet and incredible amenities including lightning quick Wi-Fi and a resort style heated pool to name a few. And best of all, The Edge is just steps from campus. Visit vtcampusedge.com. Live at The Edge, right across from the Virginia Tech campus.
First in Maine, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics, has all of your game day needs. Start the morning off with a nice coffee from Starbucks or stop for a lunch or dinner at any of First in Maine's restaurants such as El Rodeo, Zoe's Kitchen, Jersey Mike's, Avalito's, McLean's, or Saki House. Check out B&B Theaters to watch the latest movies or enjoy a game of bowling and arcade. First in Maine has got your game days covered. Follow us at First in Maine Blacksburg to find out more. First in Maine, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield.
Are you someone that enjoys a fun environment and making some extra cash? If so, Papa John's wants you on their crew. As a Papa John's team member, you can earn up to $20 an hour with tips, regular bonuses, and more. Make your playlist and get ready to vibe out from the comfort and safety of your car. Go to jobs.papajohns.com to find out how you can join the Papa John's family. Papa John's is an equal opportunity employer. Franchise location offers may differ.
When you choose natural gas, chocolate chip cookies get a little tastier. Homes get a little cozier. Bank accounts tend to put on some weight. Towels get fluffier. Showers stay hotter for longer. And our blue planet gets a little greener. When it comes to choosing energy that's clean and efficient, nothing else could be more American. Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Flashes out. Murphy lobs it to him. 5 to shoot. Aluma goes to work on the dribble. Kicks much. Shot fake. Blow by to the rim. And he spun it up. And somehow, as he lost control, it made its way through.
You're listening to Tech Talk Live. Once again, here's John Laser.
More of the critical moments as the Hokies took down the Terrapins in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. They'll also step back out of conference for their next two opponents. And it is time for Are You Ready for Game Day? Brought to you by Smithfield. Smithfield has all your game day needs covered, whether you are tailgating at Lane Stadium or following the Hokies at home. And, Coach, in comes a Cornell team that's probably a bit better than you would prefer.
Yep.
Coach Earl's done a really nice job.
Yeah,
8-1 record. They can shoot the basketball.
They really shoot it, and they fly. They are number one in the country in pace of play. So Hokie basket, and here they come like a herd of buffaloes, and shots going up from three. They've got a number of guys that can shoot it, play a lot of people. It's not one that I had to go back in last April, May. I would have done again. But, you know, we needed another one. The Ivies didn't play a year ago. They had struggled in, the last time they were out in 1920. But Brian Earl Dan, is his brother, the head coach at VMI, is doing a nice job. He's got a good outfit. We've got our hands full.
And, of course, it's your favorite time, 9 o'clock at night, huh?
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? I mean, really? Really? Virginia Tech versus Cornell in December. We're playing that game at 9 o'clock. That makes for a long one. I hope it doesn't go to overtime like that Miami game our first year together.
You got some good fans down in the office.
Yeah. No question.
Well, Coach, that'll be a challenge here inside Castle Coliseum, and certainly at 9 o'clock you'll have plenty of support at Castle Coliseum. And on the road this Sunday, the Dayton Flyers are going to have plenty of support. That is a tremendously supported basketball program. It's one of the, I think, hidden's not the right word, but underappreciated gems in college basketball. And yet again, a Dayton team that's probably a lot better than you would have anticipated at the opening of the season and ahead of schedule.
Well, they struggled early and lost some games I know they didn't expect to win. But Anthony Grant up there is a friend, a good coach, and, you know, they stuck with it, plugged, and hung in there. And they went to Orlando, I think it was, and won a tournament down there, beat Kansas, beat a good Belmont team to win the thing. I have not seen them very much at all. I think I saw them, if I recall, I saw a little bit of the Belmont game. I think we played that same day. It's a great basketball venue. There's a reason they play the first four of the NCAA tournament there, because it's always so well attended, and they're smart basketball fans. Student section's right there to your left. Lounge area up top. It's nuts, and will be a great test for us, and a great lead up, really good lead up, as will the St. Bonaventure game for ACC play.
Coach, I just wanted to shout out for Hunter Couture. You know, he didn't shoot the ball very well the other day, but, you know, Williams came in that game averaging almost 20 a game, and he had him gloved up pretty good. I think he ended up with 10 points. Just talk about his play.
Never in, you know, did I think that he would draw the, you know, best player for the other team, that assignment, best backcourt player. And he's doing it night in, night out. He did it last Wednesday against Eric Ayala, who came in averaging 13, 14, I thought their best player, and did a remarkable job. Ayala had 3 points. He's there on the catch. He contests every shot. Did a really nice job with Williams. Did not score the ball. Neither did Naheem. Neither did Storm. All three of those guys were below double figures, and that handcuffs you a little bit. But I do think that is a one-off. I know it is for those three guys. If one's off, you know, one of the others has been, ringing the bell. And I think we'll see that as we move along.
Show has flown by tonight, as it always does, with two of our favorite people, Tony Roby and Mike Young. Coach, we'll leave it there because I know you've got a busy schedule ahead. Mike and I will have one more segment, and we will fill in folks on the particulars. It will be a football-basketball doubleheader for Hokie Nation on December 29th. Mike and I will roll one broadcast right into the next. So exciting times throughout Blacksburg and Hokie Nation. Coach, thank you as always. Best of luck bouncing back on Wednesday.
Big John, Mikey, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it, man.
Head coach Mike Young, as always, kind with his time. Hokies back in action against the Big Red. 9 o'clock tip time. Mike and I on the air, begrudgingly, at 8:30. One more segment of Tech Talk Live. This is TTL from Learfield.
Good friends, great times, and Hokie wins. They always seem to come together at PK's Bar and Grill in Blacksburg. PK's, one of the most diverse menus anywhere in the valley, including our famous hot wings, pizza, pastas, sandwiches, wraps, and more. And PK's delivers right to your door starting at 11 a.m. We can also cater your next event. So visit us at pksbarandgrill.com or call us today at 552-FAST, a downtown favorite for over 25 years. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza at PK's Bar and Grill.
Your business deserves a bank that values relationships and prioritizes customer service. At First Bank and Trust Company, we have been delivering on these very commitments for over four decades. Our bankers are accessible, consultative, and provide a degree of understanding for your industry. Developed through years of commercial lending experience, First Bank and Trust has the expertise and capital to fund small and large projects up to $32 million. Visit us at firstbank.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old, uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours. It's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in Blacksburg and Christiansburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
For 13 years, English Meadows has been serving seniors in Virginia. We're excited to announce our new campus in Northern Virginia. With a movie theater, sports bar, round-the-clock care, and renowned chefs, residents will experience the comforts of home with the amenities of an all-inclusive resort. Located in the heart of Manassas, our new campus will be the first choice for your loved ones. Coming spring 2022, visit WeLoveOurResidents.com for more info. English Meadows, the preferred senior living for VT Athletics. Go Hokies!
Talk Live continues and concludes from McLean's at First and Main here in Blacksburg. We thank Charlie Stoner and all of his crew for taking care of us and the Hokies here tonight. And speaking of taking care of business, Mike, Coach Brent Pry has hit the ground running. He has certainly represented himself, his family well, and the hire to bring him here to Blacksburg. And just a lot of great excitement right now around Hokies football again.
Yeah, it is. And just happy for him. You know, I was around when he came here in 1995 as a GA and was with him for those 3 years. And, of course, J.C. Price, they crossed paths. J.C. was a senior on that Sugar Bowl team that Brent was here for when he first got here. So they kind of had a little history together, too. So glad J.C.'s going to stay on with us after the job he did these last tough couple of weeks. And so, yeah, hopefully we'll get those guys around here in the next week or two. So really excited about the future, and can't wait to start working with him a little bit more because he's a high-energy guy. How about what he did at Castle the other day, man? Did he bring the house down? Wow, that media timeout, that was pretty cool.
I was willing to applaud just that awesome jacket that he was wearing, that rustic leather jacket.
He's
just
styling
and then
profile
he just made it
now.
Better with what he had to say yeah. to Hokie Nation. It's going to be an awesome day on December 29th. You heard Mike Young talking about that's when the Hokies are at North Carolina for basketball. Unfortunately, as sometimes happens to us, that's my favorite venue in all of basketball to call a game outside of Castle. We won't be able to because 2:15 in the Pinstripe Bowl, Yankee Stadium. We'll be on the air with our football crew at 12:30, but we're going to roll that broadcast right into the basketball broadcast. So the post game with Mike and the rest of the crew will go right to 7. We'll kick it down to the Dean Dome, and my protege, Evan Hughes, will make his ACC debut, which we're excited about. He'll call Hokies and Heels on the road in Chapel Hill. We're capable of a lot of things, Mike. We still have not perfected the art of being in two places at one time.
I know. We need to get that helicopter that Jim flies around in all his places here. They could zip us down there real fast, you know. We could get right to Chapel Hill, land right on top of that dome, the Dean Dome, and be ready to go. That'd be pretty cool.
We'll talk to Jim after tomorrow and see if we can get that from him. And we've got a few weeks during the holiday season. But we will have full coverage, of course, of the Pinstripe Bowl and all Hokies basketball action, both on the men's and women's side. Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, 8:30 for the Big Red and the Hokies, and then in Dayton, 1:30 on Sunday afternoon, Flyers and Hokies. That'll do it for us tonight. Again, a big thank you to Tony Roby and his family for coming over for the first half. Coach Mike Young and his family for coming over for the second half. And for Mike, I'm John, sending our biggest thanks to you. Thanks for being with us. Thanks, as always, for being Hokies. Good night.
listening to Tech Talk Live on the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield. Join us each week throughout the season and talk Virginia Tech sports. Tech Talk Live has been presented by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company. CMG Leasing, the exclusive student housing partner of Virginia Tech Athletics. English Meadows, the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. First Bank and Trust, the bank that puts you first. G&H Appliance, trust the appliance and grilling experts at G&H Appliance. Nobody does it better. Main Street Pharmacy, we treat you like a neighbor, not a number. Papa John's, order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. PK's Bar and Grill, a downtown Blacksburg favorite since 1992. Hot wings, cool times, great pizza. Real Life Dental, located in downtown Blacksburg and Christiansburg, behind the NRV Mall. Find your smile. And by Smithfield. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Virginia Tech Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.